Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
So we ought not be fooling, and nobody should be fooling ourselves, by the Kremlin's now recent claim that it will suddenly just reduce military attacks near Kyiv.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said Russian movement away from Kyiv may be a repositioning rather than a withdrawal, tempering optimism over the potential for peace. General Todd Wolters, head of the U.S. European Command, told senators American troops are helping secure the Polish side of the Ukraine border.
So that force has been integral to ensure that the 4 million plus refugees from Ukraine have a soft landing once they come into Europe.
President Biden met Tuesday with Singaporean Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, who said the two countries are strengthening ties.
We reaffirm the long-standing and multifaceted partnership between Singapore and the U.S. and our shared commitment to a stable, rules-based global order.
Biden also signed legislation to make lynching a federal hate crime, punishable by 30 years in prison. The legislation is named for Emmett Till, whose lynching in 1955 and open casket funeral helped fuel the civil rights movement. Economists say supply chain disruptions will continue to affect the U.S. economy after Russia's invasion of Ukraine sent oil prices surging. White House Council of Economic Advisors Chair Cecilia Rouse reiterated pocketbooks will feel the sting.
We can expect that while our sanctions are going to have their focus and most of their impact on the Russian economy, that we can expect that we will see a bit of impact in the United States as well.
The FDA approved a second coronavirus booster for people 50 and older to help ward off a potential spike of an Omicron subvariant. Manuel Gordillo, medical director at Sarasota Memorial Hospital, said vaccines should hold up against new variants.
It's clear that, at least for Delta, the vaccine works very well. So there is no reason for concern with Delta that we're going to have a problem with vaccine escapes.
Patient advocates and healthcare experts testified Tuesday before Senate lawmakers about medical debt. Robin King, a teacher in Cleveland, Ohio, recently received $70,000 in surprise medical bills from her mother's nursing home.
I was shocked when the nursing home told me in May 2020 that mom's Medicaid had not been reapproved and that I was now responsible for paying a huge bill.
And in Kentucky, Quintez Brown, a man who police said fired a handgun at a Louisville mayoral candidate, has been indicted by a grand jury on one count of attempted murder and four counts of first-degree wanton endangerment. I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.